Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
I've never had a pet psychic on. I know a lot of pet psychics. I just haven't had one on the show. And we've got a fabulous pet psychic, spirit medium, psychic medium, intuitive. This girl can do it all. Her name is Susan Schaff, and I am so lucky to have her on the show. Before I let her on, before I actually say hello to her, and before I say hello to Susan, because they're both Susans, one and two, I just want to thank everybody for being here. My name is Bonnie Albers, and because the show is all about me first, I'm going to tell you about me. You know who I am. I'm the host of all the shows that you have on Bonnie Albers On Air. You can get a hold of me at bonniealbers.com. That is my webpage, balbers714@aol.com if you need to drop me a line. You can also get me on Blog Talk, Bonnie Albers On Air. And you can actually like us on Facebook and Blog Talk. You'll get to hear all our shows and all our fabulous guests. I am not even going to go into what I do because this girl, actually lady, is so fabulous. I just want to spend the time she has talking about her. Her name is Susan Schaff. She is an animal guide. She does and connects with your pets that are alive and finds out for you what they're saying, what they need, what they're asking you or telling you. She also connects on the other side, which, believe me, when I called her and she connected to all the pets that I kind of let die, she made me feel a whole lot better because I realized that they didn't blame me. So she also finds your pets on the other side. And I don't even want, that isn't even where her gifts stop. Her gifts, she's a medium, she's a psychic, she's fabulous. You know me, I'm going to talk to her before I put her on our show. At the end of the show, before I let Susan go, I'm going to tell you what she revealed to me yesterday that was so important in my life that I do want you all to hear it. But with no more ado, I do have my co-host on, Susan Z, and I do have Susan Schaff on with me. So both Susans, if you say hi at once, we can get it all over with. Girls, Who's going for it?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy to have you, Susan. Hi, Susan. Susan Z,
hi.
Where are you? Let me see. Is Susan, oh, my goodness, she's going to think I dropped her. Here she is. Oh, no wonder I haven't heard a word. Okay, girlfriend,
no,
I did not drop you. I did not drop you.
I'm going to call back in. I'm telling you, you just have to watch every single minute, because I tell you, if she's like, oh, my God, it's like she's going to take the center stage. I'm sitting there talking in dead air, and I'm going, she muted me again. I can't believe it. So anyway.
I did not mute you, sister. But I do want to say, Susan Schaff, please
hi.
Tell everybody. Say hello to everybody. You've got a lot of callers. Tell everybody what you do and how you do it, how you discovered your gifts, and how they can reach you for it, because you do private readings. So we'll give you a few minutes time to talk to the audience.
Okay. I'm happy to be here. Bonnie found me a couple weeks ago. I'm new to the radio, so I don't think it'll be any different than what I normally do. But if I sound like I'm stumbling, it's just because I'm trying to figure this out. I do have a website. It's wianimalguide.com. The WI stands for Wisconsin. If you're wondering why I have that, that's just the domain name that I was able to find. I do live in Wisconsin. So I can help everybody over the phone, so you do not have to come to see me. But my website has a PayPal on there if you're interested in contacting me. I am able to contact you, your deceased loved ones on the other side, pets, people, and any of your pets here on Earth. I'm sometimes able to predict someone's future a little bit. I can kind of help you through some problems you might be having, like if something keeps happening all the time in your whole life. I've realized I've been able to do this my whole life, but I didn't really realize what it was. And when I was a little girl, I heard of women's intuition, so I thought, well, that's just what I have. I know this will happen because that's what that word is. I didn't hear that men could do it, so I figured that'd just be something everyone did. And then when I was older, I realized it wasn't, so I basically kind of shut it down. When I was in my very late 30s, I'm 50 now, so it's been a while, it all came back, and it came back front and center. Like, you cannot kind of hit me on the back of the head literally without me getting an injury. It was like something broke open in my brain. And it was kind of terrifying for
Susan.
A while. Then I thought, oh, this is okay. And
Susan?
Uh-huh.
Susan, can you break that open in my brain?
I maybe.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. It's like she's asking for so many gifts as it is right now. It's like, Lord, help us if the floodgates open. She'll be like levitating 4 feet off the ground.
And most likely, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on its own time. You're just
mm-hmm.
You will not be able to tell it to come or go. It's
okay,
going to be there.
I'm just going to steal yours, but okay.
Be careful
ahead,
what
Susan.
You wish for.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Thank you for reiterating on that. I say that to her every day.
Yeah, everything is its opposite. In a way, so if you hear the happy, you're going to hear the sad stuff too, even if you don't want to. So
I know it. I'm prepared for
it
all, Susan. I am prepared, and you know that. I'm prepared for it all. I'm prepared in my career. I'm prepared in my life. I have always been prepared. Same thing with nursing and legal nurse consultants and counseling. You always get the good with the bad. I'm ready. I'm a warrior of all that stuff. I'm going to shine, and you're going to shine because keep going. Everybody wants to hear you, and they don't want to hear me anymore. So go ahead. Continue.
So basically, too, when people call in, I just want you to ask me a question. You do not have to give me a lot of background. You really don't even have to tell me your name, but I do kind of need you to say, my pet does X, Y, Z, or can I contact so-and-so? That breaks it open for me to contact just your energies and not any other energies that could be anywhere floating around or out in the ether. And that's how I do things. Sometimes people call me and they just want me to, they say, okay. And I'm like, well, you have to give me a question. I don't work the way where I can just all of a sudden look at everything around you. Plus, if I did that, I might start telling you something you don't really want to pay for to hear. So that's how I work. That's
how we work too, Susan. Yeah. It's easier that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so funny because we have, you know, it's so funny because I know I've said this to you. Well, do you see anything? And if somebody said that to me, I would look and Susan would know. We would go, oh, that's, honey, that is way too broad. We can't pull you out of the ethers in an hour. It would take us, you know, that long to even just find everything you want us to find. So please ask us a question. And I find myself doing the same thing that other people do. You were so fabulous that you found everything. And I'm so excited, Susan, to have you on. I do have a full board. I want to get to the people. I want you to again tell them before I hit your first caller, which is already on, do want you to tell everybody again how to find you and your website and what you do, what your specialties are. Again, I know you just said it, but for people coming on, I need them to hear that.
Okay. So I am a pet psychic, but I'm also a person and people medium, and I can probably tell people's futures a little bit. I have a website you can go to read about me, and if you're interested in talking to me, there is a PayPal link. It's wianimalguide.com. The WI stands for Wisconsin. That is the state I'm in. However, you can just, if you want to talk to me, I can talk to you over the phone. It doesn't matter. I don't need to see you in person. And I'm able to contact your pets that are alive or deceased and anybody who's on the other side. So even if it's my website does primarily say pet psychic, you can still contact me to talk about anything else, and that's fine. Pets usually do come through first, and that's why I decided I would focus on being a pet psychic. My website actually is fairly new, just about a year. So any pet will come through, even if it's a pet that you maybe took care of for a week and you haven't had any of your other pets, but you took care of someone's pet. If that pet is on the other side, they just come through to kind of break the ice. So basically that's me.
Perfect. Susan, are you ready to take our callers? Because you've got one right on the line. That has been, I'm going to tell everybody. It's you. I was telling everybody, you're already on. I mean, you've been chopping at the bit since I've
talked. Oh, am I the first caller? Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Okay.
I'm so used to being part of the show, I forget that I call in.
Well, guess what? You're a caller today. So I want you to meet Susan. Go for it.
Yes.
Going to have to start taking those cerebral supplements again. That's all I can say. So, okay. Susan, I have one passed on and one still with me. I used to have four cats, and they're like most on the other side. But one is that I had for 22 years. Her name is Rosie Girl, and she was my heart. And I kind of waited past the point, I think, of, you know, putting her to sleep. And I just want to know how she's doing.
So she's, sometimes that makes me cry. She's very happy. She's sending you all this pink around you, which is the unconditional love. And she's sad that you're sad. But on the other side, she's very happy, and she's not mad at you. She wasn't. She was saying too that she stayed as long as she could. Now, I had a cat that I had for almost 20 years, and and the same thing. It was so hard for me to put him down, but he actually left his body a good week before I actually had to put his body down. And what I'm seeing here too is that she, once their spirit starts getting, you know, tired of being here. They live above their body. They're attached with a string, but the string gets thinner and thinner, so to speak. So let's say they're 90% on the other side and 10% here. And that would probably be within the last even year of their life when they get very elderly and they sleep all the time. And you don't have to feel bad about it because they made an agreement with you, you know, years ago before you came back that they would come and stay with you. And then when it's your time to let them go, you let them go.
I can feel you, Susan.
I know.
I'm going to have to pull you out now, too. The good thing
I know.
That I am not a
fan. I loved her so much. I really did. I really did. I'm so glad to know that, you know, because it makes me feel better. And my other guy is Yoda, spelled Y-U-D-U-H. He's so fabulous. He's not the brightest bulb in the tanning bed, but he's very charming. And he's 16 and has really severe arthritis in his back legs, and sometimes he has a really tough time. And I just want to know, you know, when. And he also in the beginning of renal failure, and I just want to know, you know, is he still okay, or you know, is he, you know, doing okay?
I think he's got about.
You
don't think what?
I don't think Susan's telling you his right name. You didn't tell me his name was Yoda. You told me it was another name.
No, it's Yoda.
Oh, okay. Do you call him something else?
Yeah, Duh.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, thank you. I didn't know the Yoda was Duh, and now Duh. Okay.
Yeah, like,
sorry.
Yeah, I call him, like, Duh. Come here. I told
okay,
you he's not
sorry.
Real bright, but he's real charming.
So
I'm
he's
sorry,
saying that he... He's saying he probably has about 6 months, but he may fail, like he may be the same for, you know, for a long time, and then he's going to fail fast. Like within a day or so, he might feel like, no, this is too long. But he's okay now. He says just keep getting him, like, the shots or the medicine that he's getting. The renal failure will be what will cause the death, but he says that his body on Earth has lasted him longer than he thought it would. So he's just going to go along with it. He's you know, in some pain, but most of the time it's taken the shots or whatever he's getting is taking most of the pain away. And he also is kind of tethered above. So he's more about 85% on the other side, if you want to call it that, in the ether, and then the 10-15% down here. So he knows he's going this year, most likely.
Okay.
So I know that's kind of sad to hear, but he is indicating that he will come back if you.
I kind of felt that. You know, he has his good moments and he has his bad. And I also know that when I start traveling, that I don't think that he's going to want to be by himself. So.
No. Yeah. No, he won't want to be by himself. So he may decide that's when he can. Will be his exit out, but he is indicating that he will come back when you want him to be back, and you'll just take another body. You'll know where to go to find him, most likely in a shelter. He doesn't have to be the same kind of cat. He doesn't have to be a brand new cat. He can be any age, actually, but usually little under two or you know, between 2 and 3 or so is okay, because they do have a pretty long life if we, you know, keep them healthy. And you don't need to worry about him not finding you again. Now, your other cat, her time with you, she's indicating that she's pretty much thinking she's just going to be looking down on you now, like looking down on Earth and helping you out. But that, of course, you'll see her. Obviously, we know when in the afterlife. But that now her spirit has ascended higher.
Oh.
So she no longer has to come to the Earth plane, but she still looks down on you to help out.
Yeah. Yeah. She was my healing kitty. When my clients used to come, and she would be by them, and they all loved her, and they all said that there was something about her that when she was near them that she made them feel so much better. And she just had this energy about her.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, can I move to the next caller, Missy?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you, Susan.
Well,
I am so getting in touch with you to have a personal reading. You
are
great. Fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, she's fabulous. Girls, when I tell you what she told me at the end of this show, all of you out there that listen to this show are going to be calling her. Okay, Susan, the next caller I have is 814. 814, you are on. 814, you're on with Bonnie, Susan, and Susan. How can Susan help you, and who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Susan, my question is, I have a pet that I had to have put down in January, the end of January, and her name is Candy. And I wanted to see if you were picking up her spirit.
So what, when I hear the name Candy, it is interesting because she's surrounding you. Was this a dog?
Yes.
Okay, good. She's surrounding you like in the Candyland game, which would be all these pictures of candy and sweets and you know, Candyland is just a great place to be if you're a little kid. And she's telling you that it was okay, she's fine on the other side, and you don't have to be sad anymore. And I know that's kind of hard to do, but she's like, your sadness is overwhelming you, where it's hard for you to kind of pick up and keep going, just even going to work or doing your normal things. So she says, if you are willing to take on another energy, which would be just another pet or another dog, she would like you to go to the shelter and check out what types of dogs are there, which ones you connect with, and she will, within 2 months from now, so it's April, May, June, somewhere around June. I mean, you can go there now and just see if you want to connect. She wants you to go there and be like a volunteer or someone who goes and maybe, you know, helps the new pets that come in that might be scared. Maybe you help acclimate them. But you don't have to get another pet right now if you're not feeling like you can do it. But she wants you to get that energy of that unconditional love back around you. And then she says within 2 months she will come back. If you want her to come back, her spirit will come back and she will take another body, which can be a shelter dog. It doesn't have to be a fancy dog. It doesn't have to be the same type of dog. They do tend to want to stay male-female, so she wants to stay in a female body. If the dog breed is like medium, large, or small, they do tend to want to stay in that type of body, but it doesn't have to be the same type of breed. But she will come back in 2 months. If you know you're willing to take her back, which I'm pretty sure you are. But in the meantime, she wants you to go back and get that unconditional love to surround you on Earth, because there's just so much that can come down from above. And then we get here on Earth, and we have all these other energies and other things going through our mind, and we kind of get stagnant, and we feel we can't have that energy breakthrough, or it doesn't break through as well. So is there a shelter around you that you think you could do that you would want to do for a while?
There's two shelters, one like in between two towns, so I could contact them and see. A place that rescues.
That would be great, and you could go there and then you could come home. So she's not telling you that you would have to take rescues in because that might be overwhelming to you.
Yeah.
She wants you to start over and get that love back in your life.
I had to put
that
down
good?
Suddenly. She wasn't mad at me for putting her down.
Oh, no. They're never mad about that because they leave their body before you do that. They leave their body. They know, actually, they live a couple days ahead of us, so they know what's going to happen. And actually, it's kind of a relief because they know that you're hanging on to what is basically just the physical body, which has a limit. And of course, with pets, they have such a much shorter limit than we do, but they get to come back and forth and experience us in our different phases of life or bring a different energy to us. Like they'll send, usually they send what they say is their brother or their sister, and that energy comes and has a great experience with us. They pick a group. We call it a soul group. We pick a soul group when we come back. It's humans, it's pets, I want to say plants or something, but it can be, especially if you're really into like a nature or something, that you gravitate towards something. But we choose that ahead of time. And so these animals say, I'm going to use this soul group to come back with these humans. So it'll be a huge group of animals, but it'll be like a similar energy so that you won't. Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask one question? Is she with, my in-laws had a pet that passed away of the same breed. She was a Boston Terrier. Is she with him right now? His name's Jake. Because it seemed like they kind of had a soul connection with each other.
So I see the Jake is rolling around on the grass on his back. He's really happy. And they do seem to be together. I do see them together. They're kind of running and playing. I don't know for sure if he's going to come back, but I don't think it would be really out of the question if for some reason when you went to the shelter you found two dogs that were similar and they were boy and girl, maybe they were brother and sister, or it's going to turn out. She's indicating that if somebody brings two pets together and it's a boy and a girl dog and they get along and it says they have to go together, she will come with him. If that's not the possibility or if you don't want to get two, because he is saying that he will come back, but he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't get to come back with her this time, he's okay. But if you want him to, he will come back with her. But then, you know, you'd have two dogs to take care of.
Okay.
But he's okay. Happy. He's happy you're asking about him, too. But he knows that everyone still loves him, and he's having a really good time on the other side, but he still says, I'm still in your soul group. I can also come back.
Okay. Well, that's so sweet. I hope we've helped you. I know pets, I mean, I have to move on, but I hope that she has brought you some peace. And my goodness, I loved hearing that.
Okay.
I think every pet that's been called, even Susan's, I can feel. So it's really cool that I get to see this all unfolding. So would you please call us back and let us know how you're doing?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm moving on to the next one, Susan, because we got a board full, and Kelly's on the board. Kelly will be with you soon. I've got to take some people, and Kelly, you're after this call, but I've got 443 on. 443, you are on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. I have a parrot named Hollywood, and he's been sick since February.
Oh. Does he have is it a parasite?
No.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you do know what the illness is?
Well, they can only come up with one thing after all this testing on him for a couple of years.
What did they say that it was?
Allergies.
Allergies. And it would be allergies to living like in a house? Is it like dust and stuff?
They didn't say. It comes this time every year, just about this time every year or in June.
So it's kind of, okay, so when it starts becoming spring and there might be pollen and other type of things in the air. He's kind of giving me, I keep scratching my nose, so he's kind of telling me that his nose feels stuffy. Does he have, do you have the vaporizers and the clear air, what are they called? I don't know. I think I used to see them on
TV.
The
filters, yeah, the HEPA thing, yeah.
You have all that going. And what, do you live in a big city or do you live in the country or small city? Or?
It's like the country and off a main road.
Okay. I'm wondering if, it's not like you can just pick up and move or anything, but it seems like he needs to be where it's a drier climate. That's what he's telling me. And I know that's probably impossible for you to get up and move. And we need the vaporizers and stuff to keep this out of his nose. But he might be indicating go ahead.
I was going to say, in 2 years, we're moving to Florida.
Yeah. Well, he was showing me Florida. And I know that's not dry, but it's a heat. And I don't know.
He always feels good there, you know?
Oh, good. That is probably why he's indicating that. In the meantime, I just hope they can come up with something that you can give him. If it's a change to his food or if it's a supplement you can put on his food, like a dropper or something, so that he doesn't get so stuffed up and then feel so awful. Unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what. Go ahead.
He's taking three medicines right now. Well, two.
He is.
Yeah. One
could I say something? My cat, who we were talking about, I moved from Florida to North Carolina where the pollen up here and allergies were awful. And his throat completely closed up. He couldn't breathe. He was gagging. I took him to the vet, and they recommend steroids. I get a steroid shot for him every 6 weeks, and it completely cleared it up. for him completely.
Well, that's what he's taking now, steroid medicine.
He is taking those. Oh.
He is taking it?
Yep. And they did. And they do give him a shot, but it's not, you know, it's not really good to keep him on this forever. So
that's true.
Till summer now.
Oh, that's sad. I don't know if there's somebody who's I wonder if you can call someone at a zoo or at an aviary that could help you a little bit more with that, because I'm thinking that maybe not that the vets don't, they just don't know what to test anymore or what else will work. But somebody may know something that'll be like, oh, we know how to work on these parrots that are indoors in this type of climate. And I'm thinking more like the National Zoo. I'm pretty sure that's a place in Washington, D.C. Or even, it sounds weird, but if you can get a hold of somebody even through the Internet through somewhere in South America where they have the parrots in other, this is all I'm coming up with. I wish I could tell you more. But it feels like somebody will be able to say, oh, he needs X, Y, Z, and be able to give it to you. And his head, what he's showing me is he's like, he's flying to Florida. He's like, can we go now? Can we go now? So I don't know if you're able to take him down there for a time, like a month or so or a couple months during this. Probably not, but if you could.
I missed the window in February because I was sick. So he didn't get to go this year, so,
yeah. Oh, okay. But please get in contact with, like, a parrot foundation or something, because I think they're going to be able to help you with that and then be able to get the medicine, Good luck with that one.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I love parrots. They're so cool. And I have your next caller, which is 719. 719, and I know who this is. She's been waiting for you, too. Hi, Kelly.
I have. Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly.
Hello.
Susan.
How you doing?
Susan, this is Kelly.
Good. Good. Nice to meet you.
I have, likewise. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call, Bonnie. Appreciate that. We've had a menagerie over the years, and we currently one I've been a little concerned about is he died in 2010, and it was this Tennessee Walker gelding that we had. He was like 26 years old. He like suddenly colicked. I mean, he had been, the place that we had wintered him that winter wasn't good for him, and he came out looking like a rack of bones in the spring. And we took him, my daughter was in 4-H, so it was like, you know, her project. It's like, so we got him, you know, on good feed, you know, put him in a private stall, you know, got him back. It's like, and the pictures, people who were, you know, looked at the pictures and stuff said, you know, they couldn't believe it was the same horse. And then he laid down, it's like we had fair in August, and then we didn't change his feed or anything, and all of a sudden in October, he laid down and died. And I was like, it was not a good, happy time. I was like, okay. I've had him longer than I've been married to my husband, okay? Even though he was a horse, it was like, you know, think of Ben-Hur with a sheik and his, you know, whatever. It's like if we could have had a place for him indoors, I mean, he was really kind of special. The other question I have actually is concerning some of our living animals, because we have our own version of taking in the strays in the neighborhood at this point. But there's a family of cats that we took. Well, there's a mama cat. She was pregnant when we took her in. And she, you know, had her babies, and then we geographically, you know, located to a different place. We still got her and two of the kitties, and somebody wants to take them. There's people that are in the same building that are, like, downstairs. They have a couple cats. They're really pushing us to try to get rid of, you know, the other three cats. And I'm going, well, I'm kind of resisting this because the mom is a Siamese, and she's really taken to my daughter. And then we kind of adopted. We have a fur ball. We have Ming, who's, like, part Persian, and he is just, I think it's got to be the breed. He's a really, really loving cat. And then there's another one in the neighborhood that looks like him, and we don't know, we're going to take him in this month to get this other cat. He looks like he could be a Ming clone. I mean, he's like a long, black, furry cat like that. And when we first started feeding him, he was just like so skinny, he would eat like everything, and now he's kind of plumping out a little bit. But his eyes are running. I mean, like I say, there's a vet clinic that we're going to take him into. It's on like the second Saturday or, you know, whatever. But I'm kind of worried about a lot of different things, like the kittens, should they go out to this country home where this gal wants them for her barn cats and stuff. I really kind of want to keep the mom. I'm kind of up in the air about, you know, gee, what can we keep, what can we not, you know, what's going to make war in the neighborhood, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like a lot of different questions. So any of that you can pick up, please let me know.
Okay, so we'll go with the cats. I think what you should do with the kittens, if you do give them to her for barn cats, most likely, unless she gets them shot, they won't live more than 6 months or so. I mean, that's just the life of a barn cat. So that would be what would be in store for them. So I'm thinking, you know, if they're, have they been fixed yet, or are they too young?
No, they haven't. They're both, yeah, they were born September 29th. So
okay.
They're coming up. They're like 5 months, I think. So October, November.
Yeah, if you're able, I know it costs money, but if you're able to have them fixed, do that, and then maybe see if you can adopt them to another actual home that would want to pet two kittens. Or they probably would stay together at this point. It's okay for you to keep the Siamese mother. She's been neutered, or she's been fixed?
No.
Okay, I would get her spayed if she should get spayed.
Okay.
Your other cat, the one that you're going to feed outside that has the eye issues and stuff, that might get into all your other cats. So if you can, I would maybe try to, I don't want to say trap, that's the wrong thing, but take him to a shelter. Have the shelter deal with him. It is nice that you're doing all this, but it might be too much of, you know, like you said, like the neighbors or whatever, but you're doing what you can do. One of the things that if you're able to feed them and then get them into the carrier and take them to the shelter, that can be what you do from now on if you're going to keep the rest of the cat.
Yeah, he was that one that's outside, like I said, the black fuzzy one that's like arming. It's like it's the same person, the type of personality, and I think it's the breed. He looks like he's part Persian, and he's really a lovely cat. It's like it's no problem catching him. It's like he wants a home. You know,
If you can get his eyes and stuff cleaned up before you bring, if you want to keep him, that would be what you would have to do. Otherwise, eye infection will get all over. So this is kind of up to you what you do with that. But I'm thinking that, you know, you can feed them, get them to a shelter for the ones that, you know, you don't kind of fall in love with. And it could be that it's going to be hard for you to do that. But if you can do that with the following ones after the ones we just talked about, that would be great, because they may be gravitating to you to get them to another safer place. For your horse, he's saying that he contracted some type of parasite or disease when he was at that other set in the and then he got better as much as he could.
Yeah.
And he's just saying, sorry, this makes me kind of cry. He had a great life, and he doesn't want you to feel sad for him. And he is actually, I don't know that he was. Because you said he was a gelding. He is actually showing me all his horse friends that are in the afterlife, and they're taking turns running. And one of the horses that always comes to me right away is that Barbaro, who, you know, we know about him. He ran in the all the Triple Crown races and then broke his leg. I've been able to talk to him since before he passed. For some reason, he was able to talk to me, and so it was always kind of interesting. But he always comes through with all the horses, and he says, you know, we're here, we're having fun, we're all the same on the other side. There's no ranking of any type of person or animal when they get there. So this horse, though, is indicating, too, and this is what happens because we come back with the soul groups. If you are still needing him to come back, he will come back. I don't know if you're still in the place where you would be able to, you want to pay for him to be at a stable and all that.
We don't have a spot for him at this moment in time. It's like I'm working toward, you know, getting something like that, because we've had horses ever since I was small.
He's just saying, I'm going to be over here on the other side until you want me to come back. And when you want me to come back, he'll be able to basically tell you when he's born, or if someone brings you a horse and says, we can't keep this horse anymore, what they do is they can flip souls. It's called like a stand-in or a walk-in. Before they come to you, they can have a different energy in their body. When they realize they're going to come to you, then they're made an agreement with this other energy to flip out, because that other energy has not made the agreement with you. And what happens frequently is you'll be around this pet maybe for a while, and then you're like, look, oh, I want you to be my forever pet. And you will see it in their eyes change almost immediately, if not within like a day. They will be that different energy. And this happens for so – I've told this to other people too, and I, you know, some people probably think, oh, you're crazy. But pets can do that. They don't have this big,
right,
long script that we have when we come back.
They're bound by the same rules, right, yeah.
Right. There are people that are walk-ins, but it comes from – it's still a different thing. We don't get to walk in for a day and walk out. It's just a different type of energy. But that horse is indicating that he was so happy to come back and to get a little bit more healthy and be around you again. And he laid down, and he had a great dream, and he, you know, went into the ether. So,
wow.
I know it.
I am going to pull you back out, girlfriend. You can attach to my heart, and you can walk out of that energy, because I know what Susan does when she goes into those kind of things. So, Kelly, I hope this has helped you, girlfriend.
Yes, that helps a lot. That helps a lot. With the current cats, it's like that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
We're going to move to the next one. Okay, we have 6-7. Are you okay, Susan? Can I move to the next one?
Yes, I am.
Give me a minute. Okay, great. Because we have 6-7-8. 6-7-8. You are on with Susan, the pet psychic, who is just so phenomenal, empathic, psychic, pet psychic, living or dead. Go for it.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth.
We are 330. Sorry, this is Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Hi, I had a dog. She transitioned, I think, when I was like around 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, what message does she have for me?
Was she kind of a fluffy dog?
She was short and fat.
Okay. What's she saying right now that her hair was what?
It was just brownish, you know, kind of smooth, close to her body.
Okay. She's saying that she wants you to, this is really interesting. She follows you around. They can still see us. They're not around us 24/7, but they look down and they kind of follow us around, especially more when we're having, you know, more difficult times. And she's wondering if it's time for you to get a different type of career or job. Does that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. She says she sees you kind of struggling or feeling like, oh, I just don't want to get out of bed, or just, you know, it's time for me to move on. So she wants to help you with that. She's basically saying anything that you're interested in, just try to look to see if there's anything in that type of field that you could do, even if it's part-time or volunteering. Mm-hmm. And do you work in healthcare now?
Yes.
You do? Okay. This is what she's saying.
Good girlfriend.
She's saying that you're probably getting, you know, similar to me when I'm starting to get, like, what people say, verklempt. You're taking in too much of that energy without you knowing it, or probably maybe you know this. So,
Fuck clean,
there's
some... Susan. Fuck clean.
Uh-huh.
It's fuck clean.
Fuck
clean. Fuck clean.
Okay. So... if there's something that you can do when you're at work that's kind of like shielding yourself, even your head, you just say, please keep all the pain and negativity away from me. I put this shield around my body so I can still do my job, but it doesn't come through to me that I don't pick up everybody's pain, or agony, or even, you know, when people's friends or whatever, if you're anywhere where people come in and see these patients or people, they have their own baggage that comes in. Sometimes it's worse than – a lot of times it's worse than the patient because the, you know, the loved ones feel so bad about it. So if you can do that and consciously think of that every time you maybe feel really worn out. Some people wear what they call is a talisman. It can be any type of necklace. You don't have to – it just means like a shield to you. So it doesn't have to be anything of any type of stone if you don't want, or even if it's something that someone gave you. And if you drop your dog, this would be good too. You can maybe laminate it or put it in your purse, put it in your pocket. Every time you touch it or think about it, it's going to give you an extra jolt of kind of like good energy. So this soul has never left you, even though you were very young. When it passed away, it had already made this pact with you, to be around you forever. The other thing that she's indicating, the dog's indicating, that if you want that soul again, like we were talking, will come back to you. So if you want to say, I want you to come back, again, the best thing I always tell people is go to the shelter. There's so many pets there that need a loving home. And her energy will go into whatever pet you choose. Again, kind of pick the same type of size, but that energy will go through. It's the energy of the soul, but then there is a little bit of the energy of the body that makes it the, who they are. But she wants you to do that, and if you want to start to do a different type of a career, it's okay for you because you've done this long enough.
Yeah.
Does that help you?
Yes, yes.
Kind of a long, yeah, and it might be kind of. It might be kind of hard to think about right now, but just give it some thought. You don't have to act on it immediately. Just give it some thought. And I hope that helps you.
Yeah,
I hope that
helps. I feel her energy around me really strong now. I really do.
Good, good, because I think it also broke through something where now you'd realize that that energy can come back. I mean, not everybody knows that. And, yeah, if you can find a picture, and it would be really cool if it was a picture of you and her, if you have that. If not, it's okay to have a picture
I
of
do.
Her. You do? Okay. Make a copy of it. Put it in the copy machine. It'd be black and white. Doesn't matter. Laminate it or make a copy of it every day if you wear it out. And that'll help you.
And kiss it.
Okay.
Because that's what I do. I do that with my dad. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank
all
you
right.
for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, I have to Yes, I have to tell you before we go to the next person because you've got some, you know, I'm so excited about it. But do you know what? You never told me that any of my pets that I by accident killed wanted to come back to me, Susan. And I'm so happy that you didn't because I don't have the guilt that now I have to have them again. But I wonder, so I don't want everybody to think that Susan tells you that your pet would want to come back to you because I don't think any of my pets wanted to come back to me,
right.
Did they?
Nope. No, they were done.
Yes, they were done. I get it. Okay, well, I'm so sorry that they were done, and I have that guilt forever, but I did love them for the short period of time.
No,
to keep them alive, but, you know,
yeah,
I don't,
you don't
want
have
them
to
again.
Have
yeah,
yeah,
thank
just
you.
Just let the guilt go.
You are on.
Hi.
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 My name
what is
Nicole.
Your question?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What was your question?
I have, when I was a little girl, my stepmom had a dog, and she's passed on, and my brother had a dog, and it passed on when I was 15 years old. I grew up with these two dogs, they're on the other side. I just wonder if they have anything for me. Yeah.
So have you had someone in your family had some dogs after these dogs passed that you were close to? Or not?
My stepmom got three new dogs. My brother's like 32 years old. He's got like two dogs and, you know, a wife and a kid. So, yeah. So,
Do you feel a connection to any of these, like you did before? Not, or
my biological mom has a dog that I'm connected to, but she's very attached to my mom than me.
Okay. So that soul energy probably is mostly for your mom, but and does have this protectiveness. Sometimes that happens. It's kind of too bad when it does, but it does. That dog does send you some pink love too, but it's a different type. Like it's kind of like I'm protecting my mother, and then this is my sister. Those other dogs have come back and been around you at some point when they feel that possibly they were maybe with your. I want to say your friends because it would be kind of maybe a different soul group, but around in some other capacity. So I'm having a hard time exactly figuring out what it is. But they do say that they love you. They're sending you that pink love. And, again, kind of like with the other caller, you can draw on their strength if you need help with in any type of situation. But you are able at this point, if you want to call one of their souls back to be with you, you can do that, them if they want to come with you. Again, I would say the shelter. And you'll see it in their eyes that it's them. And basically they never leave us, and they are usually available to come back. They are telling me they're available to come back. Unlike Susan's cat, that cat has ascended. I know the cat that I had for many, many years has also ascended and will not come back, but they send others, other members of their soul groups. But these animals are all saying they will come back. Okay. That help you?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because
one welcome.
Of them passed away. Well, one of them was euthanized in my house because my sister-in-law works in the veterinarian's office. And
okay.
That was before I was 15, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can, when they come back and if they're mostly around you, their energy will be a little bit different too, and it'll be more cohesive to your energy. And I think, you know, that sounds like something you could do. It's a very good thing to have because you're already used to that energy. And again, it's part of your soul group, so it's okay for you to be around them.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I love this. You have an 847-847. You are on with Susan. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Francine. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Francine.
Hi. I've always had some wonderful dogs, and I have a wonderful dog now. I kind of have a question. She's so funny when we do our walks, and we do them, you know, a few times a day. Sometimes, you know, we'll come to like an intersection and I'll be going forward. She'll always want to pull me in different directions. And sometimes.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Sometimes I could go in whatever direction. I figure maybe there's something there she wants to see, but then sometimes I can't because of time restraint. But I always wonder if she's doing that on purpose because she wants to stay out longer or, you know, it seems like she has a method for that kind of something.
Yeah, she's
know.
Following kind of the energy. There's an energy that she's following that she's liking more than, let's say, going north versus south. One of the things you can say before, and it isn't going to be, most of the time it won't be like if you go north and she's pulling you south, be an accident. But if you feel weird that something's going to happen, do exactly what she wants you to do. Most likely she's following this type of energy and it kind of goes with the wind or, you know, certain trees, things like that. She will want to keep following that. But when you have the time constraints, you can say to her, and they're much smarter than we think, we only have 20 minutes. We only have an hour. We have to go a certain way. So pick the route that you want to go. Or she'll, you know, tell her, pick the route you want to go that we can be back here at home within 20 minutes or so. And they actually will really be kind of amazed at how they know that. They understand and they'll be right back home and they'll be happy and be fine with it because they know that you have to leave. So basically that's basically what she's doing is she's following her nose with this scent or this energy. It's just they follow energy, and she's liking the energy maybe going the other way than what you want to go.
Right. Can I just ask one quick question? I was wondering if she is a walk-in from any of my dogs. I got her as a rescue down in Florida. When I first went to Florida, three of my dogs crossed over, and then she came into my life. And I don't know, I think she was a little bit older, but I always felt that maybe she had picked up their, you know, energy from that. Yeah,
she is a walk-in from one of your dogs, but it's from dog. Did you have a dog when you were a little girl?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
So the energy from that, and again, I know I just talked to the other caller who said her dog passed at 8 or a couple callers ago, but I'm picturing you with her, and I'm guessing you're around 8 or 9, and that's the dog, whenever that dog, whoever that dog was, that's the dog that's there now. Does that make sense?
I guess. It's been a long time since I was 8 or 9, but.
Okay. Is it the same female or male? I mean, is it the same
it's
energy?
It's a female. Yeah, they're both females. And actually, I thought that dog was more attached to my sister, so that's unusual, interesting. Yeah.
And this is probably how it went. I'm thinking that she came back to be in both of your soul groups and she didn't get the time she needed with you, so she came back now and you're her only mommy, so she doesn't have to compete with any other soul person in her group, and so to speak. Even if there's other people in the house, they may not be in her soul group. So she's basically that you're her, your number one. You're her number one person.
It's true, and she is mine.
Yes, but that's what she's indicating is she wanted to have more time with you, and she was able to take that body at that time to come back. And again, you're at a different stage in your life, and so you're both going to learn different things from each other.
Mm-hmm. She's probably one of the best dogs I've ever had.
Oh, that's great.
She's true.
Yep, she's very happy and content, so she's glad that we're talking about her. She knows that we are talking about her, and she's smiling, however way that I don't know if you're by her now, but she's showing me that she's smiling. So it's kind of cute.
Aww. All right, very good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
We are going to the next caller because I know you have limited time. We're going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is, it looks like it's C-A-D-E, C-A-D-E. You are on. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. How are you? Susan Square, actually.
Good. Thank you. Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie. This is Stacy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Stacy. What was your question?
Yes, I have gotten a puppy about a month ago, Lily. She's a four-month-old Pomeranian, and she's kind of like my first pet. And so I was wondering if I've had a past life with her or if she's been in my life before and if she has any messages.
So she's indicating that she was with you before, but it was a very long time ago. It would not have been this lifetime. It would have been a different lifetime, I'm going to say 1,000 years ago, and maybe not even – and this is where people might get a little bit what, maybe not even on this planet, but she was an energy of what would have been like a dog being on this other, you know, this other realm. And you were, are you really tall in this lifetime?
No, I'm pretty short.
Okay. And this is why I'm kind of, I was thinking, this is what you're going to say, because in this other lifetime, the beings that, whoever were in this realm, were very tall, like 8 feet tall.
Wow.
And right now, and she was a giant dog. And right now, you're a shorter lady, and she's a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
So you're here to experience a little bit different energy. But she was kind of like your number one, I'm going to say, family member that was an animal. So she is back to be with you again. She does see you as her number one person, guide, protector. She's so happy to be back. She likes being this little fluffball animal. She wants you to take her out more, if that's possible. She wants to go, like, on 2 or 3 walks a day, which might seem to be, oh, my goodness. But they don't have to be super long, and if you're not home during the day, it could be earlier in the morning before you go to work and then when you come back. And do you do that now? Do you take her on 2 walks a day?
No, just 1 after work, but I've been waiting till it to warm up to take her in the morning.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And the 1 in the morning doesn't have to be super long, 10 minutes. Something,
okay.
Because then they come back in and they get that energy taken out of them. They sleep. They're more calm. They know that their needs are being met. It's more like a conditioning thing where I'm not going to be ignored, that I'm, you know, she's going to go to work and I'm going to be sitting here all day and we'll be bored.
Right.
So basically it is kind of a funny thing because I can envision you, you're so tall and narrow on this other side with this really tall dog, and here you're shorter and it's a little tiny dog, but you're coming back to fulfill some type of energy that didn't get met in this other realm. You're going to be fine together with her. It was a great thing for you at this time in your life to get this animal, this dog, at this time. So I hope you have a really great time with her. I'm sure you will. Don't worry about her being, I feel like maybe you're a little worried about her getting sick or getting out or getting hurt.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah.
She is so small.
Okay, I can feel that fear. Let go of that fear as much as possible because that resonates into her. Also, do you have a harness for her versus a collar?
Yes, she's a little too small for the harness, but I'm trying to use that with her.
Oh, great. When it's time where she fits into that, then that'll be easier for her to walk because they never get – they just pull on that thing, and what you know. So let go of that fear because she's not going to get hurt. She's not going to get sick. Every breed has a little bit of, you know, whatever you want to call it to their breed that they might get sick from certain thing or whatever, but your vet will be able to help you with that. The more you focus on that, the more it's going to come to you.
Okay.
Be like, I'm not, and for yourself, too, don't feel like you're going to get sick. And do you have a fear of dying?
No, I don't.
Good. I don't want to put you on the spot or make you feel bad, but absolutely don't feel sad about, and it doesn't mean that's going to happen. What I'm just saying is don't have an overwhelming fear of getting sick yourself or getting hurt.
Okay.
Is that, I mean,
yes.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I just want you to get rid of that energy because I can feel it. I can feel it right in my chest. Like
I don't fear death,
pain.
But I do fear, I guess, the process or.
Okay, let go of that. I'm pretty sure from your voice that you're fairly young. I'm 50, so most people are young to me. And you've got a long ways to go and things are going to be okay. So please let that go. It feels kind of like anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, we don't, nobody knows your name, nobody knows anything, so don't feel like anyone hears this and is going to think anything, because that's not it. This all goes, but hopefully that helps you, and she's going to help you too, because she's going to pull that out of you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
You know what?
You're welcome.
You know what, Susan? You are just so spot on. I got to tell you, before I take the next caller, which is Infinity 888, and that will be the last caller for Susan, but I've got to tell you that because I could feel the anxiety, and I know some people don't, you know, understand some wording, and I knew you would get that right out of her, and I'm so happy because, you know, we want everybody to be happy, want everybody to feel good and content, and she just had to have left this call feeling fabulous. So I'm going to go to Infinity.
Yes, I hope so, because I think it pulled out.
Hi, hello? Infinity. Yes, I do.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
We have a male voice, so we're absolutely happy. Who are we speaking with, Infinity?
What was your question?
I'm very connected, but there's a spirit of a dog, and he's always around. He's like running around, and I've never been able to pick up on him.
Do you feel that the energy is kind of like a bigger sized dog, like maybe a lab or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Medium
he's
size.
He's running around you in circles and circles and circles and circles.
Yeah.
Did you have a dog that passed away that you didn't feel like you had closure with?
No, not really. Like, I've always been into a cat. I've never had a dog.
So he's coming from another side. He's coming from obviously from the ethers, but he's coming from another lifetime with you, and he wants you to play with him. He wants you to find him, and kind of like what I said with one of the first callers, if you have the fortitude to go into a shelter and just play with the animals who need people to play with them, or, you know, walk them or something.
Okay.
He's asking you to come do that. And it's hard for me to do that because then I get all like, oh, I feel so bad for everybody. If you can do that, he's kind of asking you, come do that and see if you like to be around me and if you like to be around dogs. So that might be a little bit weird for you because he doesn't want you to jump into like either getting a dog or you know, making that type of commitment, but to see if you would like to be around that type of energy.
Yeah.
Do you work around, why don't you just tell me what you do for a job, because I'm having a hard time explaining what it is.
I do tarot readings. I have my deck, and I have a radio show actually also on.
Okay, I can't explain it, and I'm doing it myself.
Thank you.
So I'm wondering maybe you already do. No, I don't really want to tell you what to do, but if you have an animal tarot deck, an animal spirit deck, any type of deck that's all animals, work with that and see what comes through, because you're also getting very strong wolf energy.
Yes,
staring right at me in the face, and then there's all these cats around, which is absolutely fine. But you need to delve into, and as you are an intuitive, I think it's right there, but it's not. You need someone to pull it out for you, kind of like what we're doing. But the wolf is coming through so strong for you, it must be in your totem. So they just need you to get this energy into your, even just into your psyche. So that's why the other dog was saying go work with the dogs at the shelter to see if you pick that up. And it gets back into your, let's say, your aura, so to speak. It's so strong. It's basically... I mean, is it staring at you in the face? Because it's looking at me in the face, if you're able to. Maybe you're not able to see that yet, but you need to do that and see if
it
helps you.
I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened, but I lost you right after you said the wolf. And, like, the
Yes, I just didn't stop you because I know it's going to be on. You can actually go back, but I'm saying I didn't know if he'd come back. So that's why I kept him going. But go ahead. She can fill you in. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. basically the wolf energy is so strong in your totem, and it wants you to find that energy, get that energy back into your, like, psyche, into your animus, so to speak. So if you could, this is why that other dog was circling around you, wants you to go work with these other dogs to get that energy. It's the same energy as wolf energy, just a little more playful, of course. Get that into your body, so to speak, and then that's going to help you actually ascend to your next, while you're doing your intuitive work. It's going to help you get stronger with that and to ascend to another level. You don't actually have to own a dog, but you need to be around them. So working at the shelter a little bit or helping to walk someone's dogs will be great. The wolf is so strong that I'm guessing that you're going to come upon like a wolf sanctuary or some, I don't want to say zoo, it's not that, it is like a sanctuary. Go out there and help if you can, or just go visit them, because the wolf is pulling you much closer than probably you realize at this point. It's okay to keep your cats and everything, that's absolutely fine. But this part of you is it's kind of like a hole in your aura. And for some reason, wolf is saying, you need to come see me, you need to be with me, and get that energy. And I think as soon as you connect again with the wolf, you'll know exactly what to do. Does that help?
I'm going to tell you, Susan, this is the second time it booted him off. I don't know why. Everybody has said that. So I can't put if he comes back on, one other person wanted to ask you a question. She has already had a reading from you. So if you can answer one more question from her, Infinity just came back on. Would you be able to talk to him? Would you mind asking him?
Sure, I'll talk to him again real quick.
I am so sorry. I'm going to listen to the archives. Every time you get into the wolf, it cuts off. And it's so weird because that's like...
I know. It's like it doesn't want to tell you something. And this is ridiculous because it's telling me that you need to know this. So it could be actually... I don't want to say you're blocking it, but it might be something in you that's a little bit... Don't take offense to that. It's just that it's saying, oh, why won't I get through? But the wolf wants you to come visit him, like at a sanctuary, to get that energy again. You need to get it back into your totem. It's a very strong totem animal for you. Also, and you know about the shelter, going to see those dogs, but if you can find a place where they have like a wolf sanctuary, get those wolf cards, get those animal cards, work on that. That wolf wants to come in really, really bad, but there's just a little bit of a block coming from somewhere. It could be also from the universe.
You're right on with that wolf. That's what I was going to tell you. I was trying to say you were dead on when you brought that
up. Okay, good. Not to be like so full of myself, but mostly that's what people say to me, so I'm glad that is true and that I'm not, so no one has to think that I'm just saying whatever come up with.
That's what I was trying to say, but it cut me off. I would say, I know you're accurate. I mean, you were dead on.
Well, thank you. That was nice. I'm glad you got back on to say that. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to be able to connect with that wolf very, very soon. Through the cards first, go to the shelter, and then find that sanctuary.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling and coming back.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
No, I've got to tell you, Susan, and I know that, you know, you said you wanted to, you know, because you're an empath, you only want to put an hour into this, and I don't blame you because it is for what you're doing and seeing, and as quick as we're going, you are just, like, spot on and so cool, and I love all of your energy. But I do want to tell you that everyone, Susan is exceptional, and I am so proud, so honored, and so just in awe to have you. I have one person. It's not a new one. She just wants to ask you. It's Kelly. She's been on here, and she said there's one other thing she wants to ask you. I'm thinking it's about that cat. So can I put Kelly on for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
And I have so many hosts that want to talk to you, Susan. I don't know. Okay. Go ahead, Kelly. You got one question.
One question. Okay. First of all, I wanted to tell you thank you. I was having the same trouble talking there at the end that you were. So, thank you very much for the previous. The one I forgot to ask about was it's one of Ming's litter mates. The litter was born July 13th of like 2005. So Ming's coming up nine this year, something like that. This one cat. He was a black and white short hair. He had the markings of what we call, you know, like a money cat. And he disappeared at my cousin's. We went around. We were pretty sure we found somebody in the neighborhood that, you know, kind of like took him in or something or other. Anyway, we called it cat swiping because we we went around, we kind of, you know, knocked at doors and we were looking for him, and we were pretty sure we'd found him, and these people would not give him back to us. But I'm just kind of wondering if he's still on this side, if he's on the other side, because I have an 11-year-old son that claims that that Yang visits Ming and is like, Ming will, you know, tear around the house like a crazy guy,
yeah.
And, you know, Zaria look and he'll go, oh, they're playing again. But it's like, so has he passed? Is he on the
other
side?
He is on the other side. It's because basically when he was catnapped, if you want to put it that way, either he had already left his body and was roaming and another stand-in took in, or when he got catnapped, he then said, screw this, I'm out of this place. And he did leave his body, go to the ethers, and a different stand-in came in. It does suck what they did, but now they've made their own bed, put it that way. Things aren't always maybe going to be
they have their own
for them.
Karma, so yeah.
Yeah,
right.
But that is absolutely true. The other one is on the other side, comes back to play with the other cats, is fine with being on the other side at this point, eventually may want to come back, but at this point wants to come back, and he tries to cause mischief, pulls tails, bats at whiskers,
yeah.
Steals food, hides toys, just has a lot of fun. And they love it when he comes back. They're waiting for him because they're like, what can he do to us now? And he always finds something to do. And then they're mad, but then they're excited because they're like, wait till he comes back. Let's see what we can do. But for some reason, that was just part of his plan. I don't know for sure how the plan was, but that when he got put in that other house, he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But just rest assured, he's absolutely fine. He does come back. He does probably talk to your son a little bit, and that's pretty cool. Yeah.
It is.
I love it. Oh, Kelly, I'm so glad you got back on to ask that question. I know everybody hates me. Today I am going to have hate mail that I didn't give anybody enough time to talk. But, you know, I wanted everybody to get a little bit of Susan, because Susan is, and she knows I've invited her back to the show. And I know that you're going to want her, and we're going to want her, and we're just so happy to hopefully have Susan as part of our family. And let us know, you know, get into chat, get into Blog Talk, and let us know. Susan is fab. You can get a hold of her. We have her email on in chat. It's wianimalguide.com. You can get a private reading from
website.
Susan. She does everything, as you saw, all of our hosts. I know and every host in Blog Talk would probably want to talk to Susan. We love you. Come in, talk to her. We'll be posting when she's coming back. And because she's an empath, and you could feel that as well as our Susan is an empath, they can only do a, you know, Susan in the beginning, our Susan, all we want to do, and you hear me, Susan, 90 minutes, because she could feel the energies. And then now we do 2 hours. So hopefully Susan will expand the show. But I, Susan, we can't thank you enough. I still have a lot of people on the board. I'm going to ask them to call back.
Awesome, Susan. You are awesome.
Yeah, you are awesome.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
I'm so glad that you found me, Bonnie, because this is probably our soul path, too, to find each other. But you found me, thank God.
Oh, yeah. My Susan, because she's talking, and this Susan, I have to tell you how I found her, everyone. You know, Spirit guides me, and my Susan knows that, because she goes, how did you find that one? And I'm like, I don't know. So I will tell you that I've asked the universe, yes, of course, because it's all about me. Everybody finds me. But I asked the universe to bring to me all metaphysical people that would be in my life to help their soul journey as well as mine. And I am telling you, since I've asked that, I have gotten the best of the best, the sweetest, the nicest, the most wonderful readers, listeners, callers, people who are so talented in every area. And Susan, you know, I didn't look at this, but when I saw you and I looked at your middle name that you kind of had in parentheses, well, I got to tell you, girlfriend, I rock Morgana. And I know that that's not why I chose you, because I didn't see it. But Morgana, anybody that puts Morgana in anywhere, either Merlin, Morgana, you know, energy, happy, is going to be part of me. So I do want to thank you from the bottom.
Did you
want to
tell them? Were you going to tell them what I told you last night? Okay.
Yes. forgot. Everybody listening, please listen to this, and please don't hang up because this is so important to me, and my Susan knows this. Okay, you know, my dad is my best friend. I feel he's an ascended master energy. He was put on this earth to make not just me but everybody happy, and if you would have saw his funeral, it did. I was in shock and depression for a long time, although I was never depressed at anybody you saw, but until I could really, you know, connect. And so anyway, everybody has felt my father, but nobody has really described to me in depth what my dad looked like, or that they really had my dad. I know it because I could feel it. Well, I was talking to Susan yesterday, and I, you know, just wanted to get a feel for the show. And I said, "Do you see my dad?" Or she said, "Your dad's here." And then she said, "He's wearing a big black top hat and a white shirt." And I froze because the picture that I had, she also said he was very young. It feels like he was very young at the time. The picture I used at the funeral and for everybody to see and kept up on my mantel place for a year was my dad when he was 16 years old. He looked exactly like my son, and that's why I did it. He was wearing a black top hat, a white shirt, black chinos. He was going to his prom. He was 16 years old. He was standing next to a fireplace with a black jacket. I froze when she said that to me, and I've got goosebumps now. Nobody would have known that unless they were at the funeral, and very few people even saw the picture, even though it was up on my mantle, because we were all crying, and it was a very sad time. That picture sat with me on my mantle for a year until my son asked me to take it down because he was so upset every time he walked by it. I can tell you, Susan, and I thank you so much. I pulled the picture out. You couldn't have remotely saw it, even if you came to my house remotely, because it was in the closet. So I took it out. It's sitting on my spirit table right now. And my dad, in his black top hat, at 16 years old, he looks like he's 5 because he looks so young, is so happy that you and I connected. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I know you can feel my dad. So
you're welcome. He was just wanting to make sure that he came through and I could describe him. And at the time, I didn't know I was describing anything out of the ordinary. So I'm so glad that that meant so much to you. And
Susan, it meant so much to me. I'm so thankful, and I thank you because you couldn't have given me a better gift.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad.
So
I'm glad I'm so glad you found me a couple weeks ago, and this is amazing.
Oh, honey, you're part
We're
of the family
awe.
Now.
In awe.
Yeah, in awe.
Oh, good.
So everyone,
and hopefully she'll come back on with us.
I will.
Oh. Okay, Cal, you think I'm going to leave this one go? You know me. Susan, I'll tell you. Oh, bye.
Yes, but I know
you'll keep looking at it.
She has a wife family. We've got to figure out where to schedule her in.
So, Susan, we will get a hold of you. You know, we'll look at the next date. And everyone, please, you know, give Susan a big thanks and a shout out. I'd love you to put, she also put a note on my Facebook, but she will be back, and I'll be letting you know when she is. Again, thank you, Susan. We love your energy.
Ew.
And thank you, my Susan, and thank you, Kelly, and thanks to all the chatters and listeners. And Susan, if you'd like to say goodbye to your peeps, you can.
Well, thanks, everybody, for calling in. I hope I helped you, and next time I'll be on, I hopefully can take some more calls. We'll stay on longer than an hour. Thanks,
thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you, Bonnie and Susan, for having me on. This is great.
Thank you.
We're
thank you.
Thrilled. Absolutely thrilled.
Love you.
Thrilled.
Love you. Love you. Everybody have a great day. We love life. We love laughter. We love spirit. This is the show. We are going to have just everybody that we put on as a family member. We love you. We couldn't do this without our chatters. We couldn't do it without our callers. And we certainly couldn't do it without our listeners. Please go into the archives and listen. She gave a lot of information, important information. And remember, you can also get a reading from Susan at WIAnimalGuide.com. Don't miss her. So have a great day, everyone. And Susan and I will be back. I think tomorrow you have a show. Kelly, tomorrow we've got our absolute, and you should absolutely call in, Susan. We have our angel card reader, and we have our mermaid, and we have Kelly, who also reads Atlantean life cards. they are going to put a show on. They do it every Friday, or mostly every Friday. We don't really have a show every Friday. But I think that they have a show tomorrow, and we have callers. We can't even keep on the board. So thank you, thank you. Tomorrow's our Amy girl and Peg and our absolutely wonderful Kelly.
Awesome.
Go for it, girls. Bye, everyone. Susan and I will be back with you on Monday and Tuesday. And have a great weekend, everybody. And be good. If you can't be good, behave. Love you.
Yeah, if you can't be good,
love
be like Bonnie.
Oh, you don't want to do that. Bye, everyone.
Bye.